Right, so I'm out on another walk. As per my previous two evening boos, I am currently recording nighttime musings, or musings on the night time, I suppose is probably more accurate. Just for a creative piece that's sort of bubbling away in my mind at the moment, consider this research. I'm just trying to describe different nights that I come across. And I wasn't going to go out tonight because I'm feeling a bit sleepy, but I just saw on Twitter that this is the fullest the moon has ever been for about 20 years. So I thought I should go out and look for it. I can't say it immediately because it is very low in the sky, I presume. I'm just going to do a quick 360 and check. I've not missed it. It's not directly above me or anything. I've been thinking, actually, because the past three nights I've basically been out at night on my own, walking the streets of a small town I live in at the moment, Loughborough. And I've been thinking about, I guess, safety, really. Especially with a sort of broken arm, I feel slightly more vulnerable. That does cause a lot of people to be much nicer to me. They see drivers letting me cross the road when I'm sure they wouldn't normally, and you know, people offering to help me with things, all this kind of stuff. So yeah, renewing my faith in sort of human kindness. But there's something as well of, particularly as a female, that I'm sort of, you know, this is what Reclaim the Night marches are all about. It's about saying that throughout our lives we're told that nighttime is not a place where it is safe for us, and you know, women standing up and said there should be no space, there should be no time and place which is not safe for us, which is an admirable thing to be a part of, certainly. But you know, the fact remains that it is, well, I don't know, is that a fact? I don't know if anyone's ever done the statistics into that. Is it more dangerous at night? I have heard people saying before that men are much more likely to be attacked in general than women at night. More likely to be mugged or beaten up. I just saw a light directly above this big bell tower in Loughborough as I turned the corner. I thought it was a star, but no, it's an aeroplane. I presume heading towards East Midlands Airport, or away from East Midlands Airport. So yeah, safety in the night. Particularly because all this research, quote unquote, is sort of intending with putting together a piece which you listen to at night, you walk around with at night. Now, do I have, what are the ethical responsibilities I have to people there? You know, I can very easily say, don't walk anywhere you're not comfortable with, and make sure that you're in a well-lit area. But I will be asking people also to absorb themselves in a narrative. If it's good enough, hopefully it will take them away from the space they're in directly. And I guess that's dangerous. So, fair enough, I can warn them of that danger to make them aware of it. But how would I feel if I knew someone had been mugged or assaulted listening to a piece of work of mine? And at what point does sort of responsibility begin and end on that? I'd be interested if anyone has any thoughts. But on to the matter in hand. I'm supposed to be out here talking to you about how this nighttime feels. Well, I'm sure this can't be much earlier than last night's, but it's much lighter. It feels very light, and if I look directly behind me, I guess that must be the west, because you can still see big billowing clouds, big blue billowing clouds against a slightly green background on the horizon. The sun is obviously setting over there. I've not just really, really embarrassed myself and got east and west mixed up. Do you know when they have those thoughts? You're like, I'm sure that's something that I've grown up knowing, but I may have just said publicly the wrong thing or switched them round. No. The way I always remember it is Land of the Rising Sun, the east. See? I still haven't seen any kind of moon, walking under street lights. There's a breeze tonight. I think there's more of a breeze than there was last night. It's rattling the trees above me. I'm sure you can hear that I'm wearing flip-flops tonight. Still too warm for me to want to put shoes on. Plus, I can't really tie laces at the moment. And my slip-on shoes are pretty much just as dangerous as flip-flops anyway. I've just turned. If you are going to Google Maps, if you're interested, have a look for Frederick Street in Loughborough. It turns a very sharp corner, a right angle at one point. And I've just turned onto the right angle that's got the park attached to it and just seen the moon. And it's completely astonishing. It's richer than last night. Last night it was quite a convincing gold colour, except not gold. I think I described it as like a light just before you turn the dimmer switch off. Well, this is another colour entirely. I mean, I say that, obviously it's similar, but I mean another colour, like one I don't think that I've ever seen elsewhere. Do you know what? I can completely see the face on the moon tonight. I don't think I've ever particularly been able to pick out a face on it, but I look at it now and it looks a little bit... Oh, isn't that strange? It's like a plump man with a goatee looking back at me. And in that same way as when you look at magic eye pictures, and you have to not quite focus and then you see it. Every time I try and focus on it, it just disappears. And some stars. I just saw a star. The way that I always wish on stars is with the rhyme. Do you know what? I am, for someone who is very, you know, empirical and absolutely doesn't have any kind of religious background, really not interested in religion, I kind of are superstitious sometimes. I think superstitions are the mark of an overactive imagination. Starlight, star bright, I wish I may, I wish I might have this wish, I wish tonight. And then I always address my wishes, just in case it needs to know. This is really not stuff I should be sharing with the internet, is it? Well, the web, rather. Okay, I'm going to make a wish, and you're just going to have to live with it. Right, I'll let you know if that one comes true. Obviously, you know the rules. I can't tell you it until it does or doesn't come true. That star looks quite faint. I guess it's because the sun is still setting. But it looks very ethereal way up there. What does the air feel like tonight? It's warm. It smells like grass. Heavy. I guess it feels quite, what's the word? It means like plant-like. Oh, that's gonna annoy me. Plant-like is such a flat, flabby way of describing what I mean. I'm sure someone will tweet me what I mean. Standing by a bush here. Can you hear that? That's me moving my broken armed hand across the top of it. It's been properly buzzsawed, this. I hate to see plants all shredded up. I know they're sort of cut so they can grow, like deadheading. That always seems very violent to me. I'm talking about other things than an effort to remember this word. I just heard an owl. I'm going to walk back a different way. I'm going to walk back a slightly scarier way. When I say scarier, I mean less populated. And just see how it makes me feel. I'm standing directly under a tree now. And there's a street light that grows right up into the top of it. I can kind of imagine what I must look like to all the cars driving towards me. Kind of spotlit under a dappled tree light. It's very orange light. I'm not going to remember what that word is until I end the audio boo, so I think I will do that. But do go out and look at the colour of the moon tonight and tell me if you can describe it. Because it's a colour I don't think that I can place. It's a colour I don't think that I've seen. It feels almost fake. Glow in the dark is almost approaching the edge of what I mean. Because it does, I suppose, glow in the dark. But yeah, have a look at it and tweet me what you think. And I shall leave you for tonight, walking past white flowers and cut down hedges along a slightly darker road than I returned on last night. Thanks for listening.